Sitting right there. I don't think he's even noticed that he's not alone.
Maybe we should just leave him to it. I don't feel like going into the bedroom yet.
What? Like, just do it? Right here in front of him?
We'll just chill here for a bit and go to the bedroom before we get too serious.
But your brother's right there. You don't find that gross?
We're not doing anything but making out. He's in his own world with that game. He won't even notice anyone or anything until he needs to get a drink or take a piss.
Fucking. I don't think I could even make it past the bathroom right now anyway. I'm feeling a little spinny.
Yeah, that's kind of my point.
Shut up and kiss me.
How can I offer when you put it that way?
You're still talking. I'm definitely not with you for your brains.
Oh, you really know how to hurt me. I'm definitely not with you for your... I don't know.
Yeah, see? Now where's that kiss? Or should I see if your brother's more obedient than you are?
Oh, that's low.
Alright then. Just fucking kiss me already. I'll be ready to retire by the time you finally kiss me. Stop. Look, he's not actually playing. I don't think he's been playing for a while. He's just kind of staring out the window.
So? He does that sometimes. He says it helps him think.
Does he always go camping when he thinks?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Look at the tent he's pitching in his shorts. It's like one of those fancy tents with a bunch of rooms. Holy shit, your brother is hung.
Hey, that's my brother.
What? Are you jealous of that your brother's a meat packer?
I got enough of this from my girlfriends growing up. I thought it would end when we got out of high school.
Hey, you're no slouch, honey. You still hurt me when we do it. Your brother? I think he would split me in two like one of those twin pops. What do you mean you got enough of it during high school?
Holy shit. All of a sudden, you're okay being naked in front of my brother?
Well, technically, we're beside him, and he's staring out the window. I don't think he can even hear us with those huge fucking headphones on. Nah! Oh, shit. Hi? Nice bulge.
My girlfriend is complimenting my brother's cock bulge, and my brother is complimenting my girlfriend's tits. And am I in the Twilight Zone or something?
What? You were both very good-looking men. And your brother is packing a nice slab of meat. You both are. Does he know how to use it as well as you do, honey?
Babe, how the hell am I supposed to know?
Oh, I have to hear this.
That's something that happened when we were young. It's all because my brother loved to show off his huge cock from an early age.
How about you tell me about that first?
No, it's your cock. You tell her about it.
Well, one of you tell me about it. I'm so fucking horny.
You two are fucking terrible. Whoa, you're really getting wet over this.
What was your first clue? Would it be alright if your brother takes his cock out and plays with it too?
It wouldn't be the first time he's played with himself while watching one of my girlfriends.
Yeah?
Yeah, the little shit used to like to spy, and he would watch our sisters with their boyfriends and me with my girlfriends. When he was 12, when we were at Thanksgiving dinner at our great-grandparents' house, he got into an argument with a cousin. She didn't believe that my brother was 7 inches. So dipshit over there stood in front of everyone in the den, whipped out his throbbing erection, and our cousin measured it. He was just over 7 inches at 12. Like, yeah, he was just starting to grow and already had more than some guys will ever get.
Oh, really? Oh, that is so hot. I would have followed your brother around like a lost little puppy.
Yeah, they got into some really deep shit. The really fucked up part was that our senile great-grandfather thought it was a cock-off, and whipped out his limp 8, asking who would help get him up for the victory. It was a major moment of family embarrassment for years, but some people just made it into a family joke. Apparently, my brother comes by it honestly, because there's a history of that kind of behavior in the men of our family. There are rumors that he would let people stroke him off if they were curious enough. My brother's the same way. When he was young, he was caught with so many different people. He couldn't be left alone. It's like a legitimate behavioral problem. He had it under control for a few years, but, well, he still has some incidents.
Okay, maybe it's not so hot, but it's still kind of hot.
He definitely gets off on it, and I figure it's all right as long as the other person can say yes and is also into it. If it's something that he just kind of springs on someone who doesn't have a choice, that's getting back to the problem. He took care of it being a problem by finding people who like watching him, so I guess that's hot if you're into it.
I am.
I hadn't guessed.
Don't go getting so jealous, mister. I'm not gonna leave you. I don't care how impressive your brother's cock is. Oh, you know I love you. I just... Wow. That's one heck of a penis.
I guess it's impressive if you're not used to it. Alright, you little shit. You might as well give her the full show.
Thank you, sweetie. Fuck. This is so hot. Honey?
Yes.
Why aren't you getting naked, too?
I thought you wanted to see my brother. I didn't think you wanted me to be a part of this.
Aww. Are your feelings hurt, mister?
What?
You might want to watch him, but I want to fuck you. Come on. Let's give him the kind of show he used to get. We can pretend we're all teenagers again and you snuck me in and he blackmailed us to let him watch us, or he'd tell your parents you had me in the house. Oh, shit. Yes, that is so fucking hot. Yeah. Can we do that?
Jesus Christ, who the fuck are you? I never knew you were into incest.
Well, I did let my cousin play with my clit one time.
Really? Which cousin?
Elaine?
Elaine? Ugh. My fucking stalker?
Yeah. We were both starting puberty, and she had learned about masturbating from somewhere, and she wanted to show me. Actually, she wanted to show me more. A lot more.
I never knew she was...
Yeah, she's been obsessed with me since we were toddlers. Anytime our families got together, she's...
Well, she seems to have transferred it on to me now.
Well, not exactly. She actually wants to have both of us in our grandmother's basement to keep us there.
So she wants to break us up so she can kidnap us to keep us in her basement.
Other than that, she's not so bad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she doesn't socialize very much. She spends most of her time playing video games and writing fan fiction.
I'm pretty sure she's not your type. I mean, under the frizzy hair and really bad clothes, she is grade A crazy.
Oh, shut up, I'm on my cousin anyway. Get your cock out so I can play with it.
All right, just keep your pants on.
Too late.
Oh, I love when you do that.
I know. You know what's coming next?
Oh, no, not you, shithead. She's gonna suck her juices off my cock. It's kind of our pattern.
Oh, how long can you stroke that monster without coming, Paul Bunyan?
Oh, what did you call him?
Giant lumberjack.
Jesus. Oh. Oh. God, fuck, that's insane. I should keep you laughing.
Sweetie?
Yes, babe?
Would it be alright if I played with your brother's cock?
Don't look at me with those eyes, little shit. I know you really want it. I haven't forgotten all the ways you tried to make it happen when we were in high school.
Honey, we're supposed to be pretending we're back in high school.
Babe, you know I'm not any good at roleplay. Make it up to you? What do I have to make up to you, shithead? It's not like I owed it to you to let you stick your horse cock in my girlfriend's. So no. I don't think this is some kind of chance to make up for not letting you do that.
Oh, come on, sweetie. I've always had a fantasy about having two hot brothers who are like, you know, so totally into me. Into? Get it? It's a double meaning, babe. Did you get it?
Yes, I get it.
You'd really be making me happy. You do want to make me happy, don't you?
All right. You two win. Better that we do it this way than to build a taboo and you end up drawn to each other like some sort of bad movie. Everyone gets laid tonight. Woohoo.
Come on, honey. I swear you've never had me this horny. This is like Boku next level.
Boku.
Sorry, Mr. Fancy Pants. Now come here, little brother. We were just studying the Battle of Little Bighorn. Are you Little Bighorn?
Babe, you're like the worst comedian on amateur night.
Hey, be nice. Or no more of all of this for you. You'll just have to watch me go to town with Mr. Hormones here.
You wouldn't.
Okay. You called my bluff, but still. Be nice, okay?
I'm sorry, it's just...
Alright. I'll try to have better jokes if you fuck me gently while I try to get your brother's huge cock into my mouth.
I still feel a bit funny about this, but I think I'm too drunk to fight it?
Stop rationalizing and fuck me the way I deserve to be fucked.
You were right. I've never seen you like this before.
Talk about this incident again when you want to get me like this.
If I'm even able to remember it.
Less talking, more fucking.
Yes, mistress.
I think I like that. I get that cock in your mistress this instant.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Now be careful not to fuck me too hard, or sucking this monster is gonna be really fucking difficult. Do you understand, servant?
Servant.
Minion.
Beto.
Slave.
Try again.
Just fucking do what I say.
Yes, mistress.
Inside me. Let's put me on my back and let's work it in, babe. I want you to hold me like we're doing Lamaze.
Is that really the image we want to go for when we're pretending to be teens? No. I don't want to think of you fucking my girlfriend as giving birth in reverse, fuckface. Just be glad I'm letting you ruin her, alright. Just help me lay her on her back and get ready to have the best pussy you've ever fucking had. Alright, fine. The best pussy I've ever had. Is that better?
Won't you two just stop fighting and just get him to fucking me already?
Yes, mistress.
I'm so fucking sensitive. Don't fucking tease me. Just start working it in.
Yes, I'm sure, Connor. It's all right. Will you please fuck my girlfriend, little brother?
Connor. Will you please make love to me while Addison watches? Don't worry. I don't love you any less. You still hold the keys to my heart. Oh, God. Oh, God, no matter how it sounds, Addison, you still hold... The keys to my pleasure. Connor is making me feel good right now, but you make me feel loved. Fill me up in ways he can't. It's all right, Connor. I just need to be fucked sometimes. Oh, and you are giving me what I need. Oh, I think I need both brothers. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I hope that's okay. Fuck, don't stop, Connor. Don't stop. Keep fucking me. Oh, shit. I'm coming. Oh. Yes. Yes.
Well, shithead. I think you broke my our girlfriend. This is something I really didn't expect. We're going to have a serious talk after this. Don't you dare stop fucking her. You hurt her. She needs both of her. Besides, this could really help you with your issue. You know, I worry about you and I want to help you. I just never thought I'd be helping you like this.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself and give me that gorgeous cock to suck on, peon.
What? Did you say she wants me to pee on her?
Good point. Definitely not using that one. Just give me that cock that you know I still love and need to suck. I've been a dickhead to you for 3 years now. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Not even over this. I would be lost without you, Edison. I really mean it. Oh, I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Oh, I might want to be with other people once in a while, but only after we talk about it.
Oh my god, are we really having the poly talk? Will my brother's ramming you like a Shetland pony?
Okay, you're right. I'm just trying to reassure you. That's all. I'm not going anywhere, whether this is a one-time thing or something permanent, okay? Oh, shut up. Shut up and give me that fucking cock because I want your cum.
Are you sure?
Don't pull that shit with me, boy.
Yes, mistress.
Bingo.
Oh, here's that cock mistress demanded.
Oh, look at how gorgeous this cock is. Oh, your brothers might have size, but your cock definitely got the looks. Did you know I've always loved the curve of your cock? Yours curves so much more than most cocks. It's my own personal banana. I bet if you straightened it out, it would be as long as your brother's. I mean, it might not be as thick.
I'm sorry, it's not as thick, mistress.
Oh, boy. With this gorgeous curve, it can do things that the big fat ones can't. Oh, besides, it's plenty thick, boy. You've never failed to fill your mistress up. The way your cock curves makes it really stimulates the walls inside my pussy. All your brother's size does is make me feel stretched out. It feels amazing. But his head doesn't put pressure against my walls like a finger reaching in.
Yeah.
Having your cock inside me is like having a bunch of fingers working all the walls inside of me. With the right position, your cock rubs right at my G-spot. And only a cock with your curvature can do that. That's why I'm addicted to your cock. And I always will come back no matter what.
Turning me on so much. My brother's fucking my girlfriend. And all I can think about is how hot this whole clusterfuck is. What the hell is wrong with me? I know you think this is hot. You wanted to get into the pants of one of my girlfriends since I started having girlfriends. I don't even know you're fucking my girlfriend. I feel like this puts me in a place of power. Well, because I am bringing her to you. If I say no, oh, you don't get that hot, tight, wet pussy that's milking your cock right now, little brother. It doesn't matter that you're dicking my girlfriend. It's all because I give the thumbs up. I decide whether or not you get your fantasy or not.
Oh. I'm the rain in your parade boy, but it's my pussy he's filling with that gorgeous cock. It's my say-so. Oh. So you can forget that power trip you're on. You're both where I want you. And I don't want either of you boys to forget that. I want you both to come for me. I want you both to give me your cum on my face and tits. Now, boys.
Yes, mistress.
Oh, that's my good boys. Oh, come for your mistress. Come all over your mistress.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yes.
I'm so close. I'm gonna come.
Oh, that's it. Oh, both of you. Oh, I'm too greedy for your cum to edge you. Just fucking cum, boy. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So much. Such a good boy. Now you, Connor. Oh, can you give me as much as your brother? Oh, you think you can give me more than this? I don't know. This is really a lot of cum. Oh, shit. Oh, look how much you're giving your mistress. Yeah. Don't you dare stop. Oh, you've already given me more than your brother. Fuck. I've never seen so much cum from one man at once. It's a cum clown car. Still going. God. Oh, do you need some help finishing off, little boy?
Oh. Oh my gosh. All right, Cadence. I think the poor guy has had enough. You should let him go. He's going weak in the knees.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Connor, I want you to know that I am not yours. Even if we end up doing this again and again again, I will always be Eddie's. You need to get that straight, little boy. I like you a lot. I always have. But I love your brother. Maybe I love you. I don't know. I definitely love your cock and what it does to me. But this doesn't make us lovers. Are you clear on that? Shh, shh, shh. No, little boy, right now you listen, okay? In a while, maybe tomorrow, the three of us will talk. But I need you to know you can't call me up and expect me just to throw my ass at you because of your cock. With Edison's permission, we can play and play frequently, but never without his permission and certainly never without his knowledge. If that monster goes into this pussy, Edison will know about it and he will have given us his blessing. Edison is your rabbi. He is your fucking pope. Got it? Good. Now I want both my boys to come here and lick this cum off me.
My brother's cum?
My boys will behave or they will be punished.
Mm.
My good little boys. You see, Edison, I told you that Connor would go for the making up for lost time scenario. You owe me dinner. Hush. Hush now, boy. Just hush and relax. Shh. Oh, shh.